Hello everyone. I am lying in bed and I wanted to record a little fantasy of mine. And it's not going to be too long and not too short because I can go from extremes of it's too short and to the point and boring. You know, I want the story to be exciting and have a build up, yet I don't want it to go on and on, as well as having it digress, which I am very big on. So it's definitely something that I need to work on, and I'm going to start by doing just a free chat. An improv. Okay. So, just to let you know, I've had experiences with women before, and there is just one act that I have not experienced with them yet, and it will happen one day. It needs to happen one day. I think about it all the time, and I yearn for it all the time. So, I'll be getting there. So let's start this off where, you know, I'm in the bedroom and I'm just standing there in my slip dress. The ones that were really cool, like, you know, 1995, 1996, Courtney Love, Drew Barrymore, they were wearing them. Even the models were wearing them and paying a ton of money. I digressed. Okay, and I see her just wearing a big oversized t-shirt. She's comfortable, and good for her. Wear what you want to wear. So I see her crawling to me, which is unusual. I'm not used to having her do this, but I'm not complaining. I kind of like it. Because I see in her eyes how much she wants me, as well as just getting things going, getting right to the point. But we're not getting right to the point. Mm-mm. She doesn't know that yet. So she stops at my feet and she does the sweetest thing by kissing my toes. She kisses each toe or each foot. She just trails really, really sweet kisses up and down my feet. And it feels so nice. And I know she wants to go up more. But I grab her by the shoulders and I shake my head and I say, you don't have to do that. I'm like, we can save that for another time. I'm like, I want you up here. And so I help her get up and I place her against the wall and I push myself tightly into her as much as I can. We both like it. It's just we want to almost be as one. We are craving and desperate for each other. And she wants to kiss me, and I want her to kiss me too. I want to be all over that mouth and everywhere else. But patience. So I instead kiss her face. I go around her forehead, her temples, have her close her eyes, and I kiss her eyelids, her nose, and her cheeks, going around her jawline. And then I start to kiss her neck too. Going from one side to another side. And you can hear her breathing. It's, kind of sucking in, some shallow, because she's really enjoying it. And she's even almost shaking a little bit, which is really appealing to me. I love that. Because I know that feeling too of shaking and trembling because it just feels so good and you want more. So, as I'm pressing her more and, kissing around her neck, I put even more pressure against her. And, it makes it a little bit harder to breathe that way. And I also take her wrists and I pull them up and I hold them in place. There's a little ring. Oh my God, I can't talk. She has little wrists. I can't even come up with the word. Oh my God. So she has little wrists, and I grab them and, place them up above her head. And, I'm grinding myself into her. She is just kind of losing it. She's like, the breathing. And she's begging for more. She wants my mouth on hers. But after I stop, kissing and pulling at her earlobes, I decide that I want to wrap one of my hands around her neck. And so I do. And she's not that scared because we've done this before. But I think she was just feeling so much pressure already with my body, like pushing against her. And now I'm gonna have my hand, wrapping around her and pushing in and up. And I could tell, she's a little nervous, but she's okay. It's more of like horny nervousness. So I just start doing it, and her breathing just starts to go, from so, it's starting to have like a mucousy kind of effects, hoarse and even scared, just like kind of trembling along the way. She knows that it turns me on. And I'm getting wet just doing that to her. And I see the look in her eyes, they're bulging. They're bulging. And then the tighter I start doing it, I can really only hear just a tiny bit of her breath. It's like it disappeared. And I see her face starts to redden. And I notice that her eyeballs are about to roll. So I let go. And just the gasps. And just like, it was cathartic for both of us and the relief. Right then and there. On her, but I didn't just yet. I thanked her and I said, you're a good trooper. And I put my hand under her shirt, and she didn't have any underwear on, and there was so much wetness. So I stroke her like that just a little bit, and I gather enough on my fingers, and I bring them up to her mouth, and I spread it around her lips, and then I'll take a little bit of the rest, and I slide my fingers into her mouth, I have her sock.